The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's blot has a Mishnah that says which grains you can make matzah out of. You want to make matzah to use it Pesach night to be yoytzeh the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The Mishnah says you can make it out of 1 out of 5 grains: chitim, seorim, kusmin, shipoin, shiboy leshuel, which are wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. The Gemara continues with an explanation. Tana, we learned in a braiso, kusmin. Kusmin is min chitim, is a type of chitim. It goes in the subcategory of chitim. Shibay v'shua v'shibayin min so'irim. Oats and rye are types of so'irim, are types of barley. Then the Gemara discusses what those are. And then the Gemara says, how do I know that this is what you have to use in order to make matzah? And the Gemara says, Abraiso, Tana Dvei B'Shimon Lakisha, Zechin Tana Dvei B'Shmuel, Zechin Tana Dvei B'Leaz Ben Yaakiv, because the Pasuk says, L'Yisrich Alalav Chomet Shivas Yomim Tzrich Alalav Matzois. Something that's able to become Chomet, such a thing you could use to make out of it matzah. These grains are able to rise and become leavened, and they're able to become bread, and therefore they become Chomet. So, since they could become chametz, you're able to make out of them matzah to be yoytz to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So this Gemara brings us to a discussion which will be, Be'ezus Hashem, the topic of this year. What's with gluten-free matzah? Is gluten-free matzah mutter to be eaten by everybody? Is it mutter for at least the people who are on gluten-free diets to eat it? And at least those that really have no other option, may they be yoytzeh the mitzvah of matzah with gluten-free matzah. What is gluten-free matzah? Gluten-free matzah, apparently there are really two kinds of gluten-free matzah. For example, there's a Lakewood matzah bakery that, according to what I was told by one of the people that have a position there, I must make a disclaimer that I can't say I fully researched the medical and the scientific, and even some of the other mitzvahs that are involved in this issue. I put in a little bit of research, but the main focus of this year is going to be on the halachic aspect of this shaila, and I'm basing my scientific knowledge and medical knowledge mostly on some Yiddish literature, what I've seen in tshuvos and what I've seen in halacha articles, and a couple things from what I spoke to a couple people about. Based on that, I'm going to say this year. So the main thing you can quote me for, although, of course, you should, for the bottom line, you should speak to a Pesach, your personal Pesach, but the main thing you could quote me for is for the halachic aspect of this year. In any case, be that as it may, as far as I understand, the Lakewood Matzah Bakery bakes a kind of matzah called gluten-free matzah, which this matzah, in essence, is matzah that's made out of oats, in essence, regular oats, just that it's called gluten-free matzah and gluten-free oats. What makes it be gluten-free? These five grains all have in them gluten. Oats included, from what I understand, has in it a minute amount of gluten. Many people who have a hard time with the gluten are able to handle taking oats because oats only has a minute amount. However, a minute amount it does have. What makes products that are made out of oats be called gluten-free is, besides for that minute amount of gluten that's in the oats, if no care is taken, then a field that's growing oats will inevitably have in a mix of other grains as well. And therefore, when they market gluten-free oats, what they did was they went through the field and picked out all the other grains that got mixed in. They hand-picked any other wheat or barley that they found in the field, so that, like, this, it's pure oat. And another thing they do is that when they grind it and process it, any processing that they do, they use a facility that's gluten-free. They use a facility that's shamor. They're certain that there's no gluten around, no minute amount of other grains that will mix in to somehow cause this oats to become mixed with gluten. In other words, even amounts that perhaps will not affect halacha, but might somehow give it some gluten effect, they take it at a special mill, especially they have a special place where they grind these gluten-free oats. That's one kind. So basically they take these oats that they watch to make sure that it's pure oats, and they make regular matzah out of it. Perhaps it involves using a special recipe, maybe it's a drop harder to make the actual matzah, but in essence, it's regular matzah made out of oats. This is one kind of gluten-free matzah. Another kind of gluten-free matzah, apparently, there's somebody, Rabbi Kestenbaum from London, who designed a way that they'll be able to extract that minute amount of gluten. He'll be able to process. He worked out a mahalach how they could process the oat and later make it into matzah and process it in a way that even that minute amount of gluten will be removed, extracted. So that's a second kind of gluten-free matzah. So basically we have gluten-free matzah, which is plain, regular oat matzah. And then we have gluten-free matzah that has zero gluten in the matzah. Gluten, apparently, is that chemical substance. It's part of what causes the grain to rise. What will make it become leavened is the gluten that's mixed in. And when it has absolutely no gluten, apparently it's not able to rise. So now that we have the facts, and there are many people that are on gluten-free diets. Some people have celiac disease, which prohibits them from eating things that have gluten. Other people have corns or allergies to these grains. So in any case, there are different people that have diets, and they keep away from gluten or they keep away from these grains, and it's necessary for them to eat this kind of matzah. So the question comes, what's the halacha? Are these matzahs kosher for them to eat? And are they kosher for anyone to eat? So what are the issues? What should be the problem? Let's take first the first kind of gluten-free matzah. The matzah that's made out of pure oat. So if you have matzah that's made out of pure oat, the Mishnah said that there are five grains you can make matzah out of, one of them being oat. So what should be the problem with using such matzah? So we find the Poskim say basically three reasons, three issues that are involved with gluten-free matzah. First of all, there's a remah in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Nun Gimel Sif Alif, that says lechatchila, there's a minig to lechatchila take wheat to make matzahs. Lechatchila, one should use the grain of wheat and not the other grains. The source of this remah is the Maril, and the Maril says his reason is because we don't find any tana to mention using any other grain besides rechitim. The only grain we find mentioned that's used for matzis is chitim. Although the Mishnah says you could use it, but the mashmos from all around, says the Maril, is that we don't use it. However, this would only be a lechatchila. The Ramah is very clear, and it's only a minig lechatchila not to use matzah made out of other grains. We can add that there's a sfas emes over here on our daf that says like this. He says this Mishnah gave a order, listed the grains in a specific order. The next Mishnah discusses which vegetables are kosher to be used for mor, and also uses an order. We know that the poskim say that the order that the Mishnah uses for using for mor, for things, for vegetables that are kosher for mor, is specific. The poskim say that lechatchila one should use the vegetable that's mentioned first, and if he can't find that one, then he should go to the next one, and if not that one, then to the next one. In other words, there's a sequential order of preference. And it says the Sfas Emes, the Mishnah over here is also giving us an order. It says the Gemara is saying the Mishnah gave us an order. This is the order of preference, which grain you should use, the chatchila, and which one, if you can use that one, which is the next one. And he says that's why the Gemara explained that kusmin is a type of chitim, because the Gemara is giving an explanation why it is that there is such an order. Since kusmin is a type of chitim, and chitim should be used first, that's why there's the order of chitim, then so'irim, then kusmin, then shibim, then shibay the shul. So for these reasons, this would be the issue number one. Why the chatchila, one who is not on a gluten-free diet, should use regular matzah versus gluten-free matzah. In order to be mekayim this remoh, and to be mekayim this fasemes, one, if there's no difference to their health between using gluten-free matzah and using matzah that's made out of wheat, they should definitely eat matzah that's made out of wheat. However, this would only be an issue of the chatchila, and therefore, for any slight health reason, definitely one could go and eat gluten-free matzah. The second reason is that we find that the Minchas Yitzchak, right in a tshuva, this is in Chelek Tes, Simin Mem Tes, he says that although we find numerous reasons for the Maril, for the Ramah said that the chatchila one should use chitim for matzahs, and if you look in the Maril inside, he says it's because we just don't find that a Tana uses a lashon of chitim for Pesach, uses a lashon of using any other grain other than chitim for Pesach. So that doesn't really give us too much of a reason why there's an issue really with anything else other than chitim. However, says the Minchas Yitzchak, we find that the Masham gives us a very strong reason. And the Masham gives us such a strong reason that perhaps tells us that we should keep away from matzah that's made out of barley or anything that's in the subcategory of barley unless it's a tremendous hasatchak. And that is because there's a Gemara that says as follows. The Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, "In loisis in asa'irim ba'pesach." You're not supposed to do a lisiso and barley on Pesach. What does lisiso mean? So according to Rashi, lisiso means that you soak it in water before you grind it in order to remove the morson, in order to remove the bran. The Rambam says that lisiso means you mix the wheat with water and then you grind it right away. Something similar, sounds similar to Rashi. And the Gemara says that you can't do this lisiso, this soaking in water, with barley and then make it into matzah and Pesach. You could make things out of barley without soaking it. You can grind it into flour without soaking it and then make matzah out of it. But to soak it and then to make it into flour and then to make it into matzah, that's a problem. The Gemara is mavur that this problem is only with barley. With wheat, you could soak it in water and it won't be any issue. We won't suspect that it turned into chametz. However, lehalacha, it happens to be, it's brought down in Torah and a Shulchan Aruch, that the Ge'onim later on said that we don't know how to do lisiso, and therefore we should not do lisiso whether with wheat, whether with barley. However, the Gemara we find differentiated between wheat and barley. In other words, the Gemara is b'chayra telling us, says the Minchas Yitzchak based on the Masham, that barley could become chametz quicker and easier than wheat. And not only does barley become chametz quicker and easier than wheat, but all the subcategories of barley, in other words, oat and rye, they also become chametz easier than wheat. Says the Minchas Yitzchak based on the Masham, that this is the kavan of the Ramah that says that one should not make matzah out of barley. You should only make matzah out of wheat. The reason was, since barley could become chametz faster and easier than wheat, so therefore the chatchila one should keep away from it. And the Minchas Yitzchak himself is very machmer on this inyan, on this issue of not making matzah out of the barley and the subcategories of barley, which would include oat. And he holds that unless it's a shasat chak, a tremendous shasat chak, one should not eat matzah that's made out of oat or barley. He says at the end of his tshuva that it's hard for him to believe that there are very many people that can't eat even one kezayis of matzah made out of wheat. In other words, he holds that even if somebody has an issue, has a health issue, that they can't eat gluten and they can't eat wheat, or they can't eat wheat, they nevertheless should be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with matzah made out of wheat, unless their health issue is so bad that even one kezayis they can't handle. So according to the Minchas Yitzchak, definitely anybody else other than somebody that has a strong health issue should not eat gluten-free matzah. And even those that do have a health issue and have to eat this gluten-free matzah, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, they would only be allowed to eat one kezayis Pesach night from this gluten-free matzah. However, there are others that disagree with this Minchas Yitzchak. For example, if you take a look in the Cheshev HaEifoid, the Cheshev has the tshuva and he says, you look in the Rambam clearly says that the whole issue of using mats made out of barley is only lechatchila. So you see that only lechatchila you have to keep away from mats made out of barley, and there's other reasons. The main reasons why the Rambam says not to make mats out of barley is for other reasons, not because we suspect that it's going to become chametz. And therefore he's not concerned with this issue of the Minchas Yitzchak. Everyone should ask their personal paisik how to be mechriah for them on this side. This second issue is a serious halacha issue. Those that suspect for this halacha issue would be a very serious issue. It would be an issue that applies to the entire Pesach. It would not just be regarding being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Then there's a third issue. This third issue would only be basically for the other type of gluten-free matzah, the second type of gluten-free matzah. As we mentioned, there's a type of gluten-free matzah which is made out of oats, which is processed in a certain way that even the minute gluten is removed. This matzah that has gluten that's removed is not able to become chametz, supposedly, even if you leave it alone for 18 minutes, 100 minutes, it does not have the potential of becoming chametz. So with this matzah, we have a whole new issue. We had that the Gemara said that only grains that are kosher to be used for matzah are those kind of grains that are able to turn into chametz. Therefore, the Gemara says that you can't make matzah out of rice. Ashkenazim have a minhag not to eat rice at all on Pesach because of kidneys, but Medina the Gemara, the person could eat rice, but however they cannot, the Gemara says, make matzah out of rice. Since rice will not rise, it will never turn into leavened bread, so therefore you cannot make matzah out of rice. So now the question comes, can you make matzah out of this processed oats that will also never rise? If it's gluten-free, it was processed in a way that doesn't even have a minute amount of gluten, so then it won't rise just as rice won't rise. And therefore the question is, can you use it for matzah? So the truth is that even the Rishonim already discussed an issue similar to this. The Ramban already discusses what happens if somebody makes, so the Ramban says if you make matzah out of a dough, if you make a dough that's made of wheat and no water, only fruit juices, it won't rise. And says the Ramban, since it will never rise, it can never turn into chametz, therefore you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. Others disagree and say that no, the only thing you can't use to make matzah is rice. Rice is a grain that never has the potential to rise. It does not have the potential in any shape or form to rise. No matter whether you knead it with water, no matter whether you knead it with fruit juice, it will never rise. However, these grains that do have the potential to rise, even if you make it in a way that it can't rise, even if you make it, in other words, you knead a dough out of wheat, and wheat flour, and fruit juice, which will never rise, nevertheless, it's kosher to be used for matzah. There's even a middle step, and that is, that some places they want to say, that even those Rishonim, that hold, that you cannot make matzah out of flour, out of wheat flour and fruit juice, because it will never rise, nevertheless, they'll agree that you could make matzah out of gluten-free oats. Why? Because why can't you make matzah out of wheat flour and fruit juice? Since one of the basic ingredients you need is a way to make flour, you need a flour, you need a grain, and you need a liquid. So the second material that you're using to make the flour, the liquid material that you're using to make the dough, doesn't have the potential, together with this grain, to make a chametz stick of dough. So that's why it's possible to be used to be a a chemistry to make matzah. However, if you make matzah out of a dough that's water and it's oat, so both the liquid and the solid are both materials that have that potential of making a chametz sticker dough, so then you can go ahead and make a dough that will be kosher for matzah. So even though the gluten-free oat, even though the state of this gluten-free flour right now the way it is can't rise, but since it's a type of grain that could rise, if you wouldn't have extracted that gluten, it could have risen. So then now you can make dough out of this gluten-free oat and water, and it will be kosher to matzah, since both materials, since both the water, both the liquid, and the flour are both materials that have that, but that could be that as a type that you can make a dough out of that will rise, so it's kosher to make matzah. So this issue, which applies to this other kind, this second kind of gluten-free matzah, would only be an issue, of course, for matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah. And just if you're ois lehalacha, the I saw brought down there, Eliashi says, because of all these issues, issue number one, that lechatchila, one should not make matzah out of other grains other than wheat. Number two, since there are some poiskim that say that dough that's made out of barley or the subcategories of barley will rise faster, and therefore you should not make anything out of it. It's also to make any dough or to eat any matzah, a whole Pesach out of them, because it will come to chametz faster. So, and oat is a subcategory of barley, so that's the second issue. And because of the third issue, that possibly this is a this gluten-free matzah is a type of matzah that will never, doesn't have the ability to turn into chametz, and is like that matzah that's made out of fruit juice, which the Ramban says is an issue. Based on all these three issues, says of the Yashiv, that whoever does not have to eat these matzahs should definitely not eat these matzahs. And however, those that do need to eat these matzahs, those that have the health issues, they may eat these matzahs to be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah Pesach by night.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.